Vayter and Shaspir and Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Tigim, picking up towards the top of the page, Bada Mishnah. Continue on, we're talking about a melech over here, and says the Mishnah, Mishlo Mesa of a melech has a relative that dies, and a Yotze Pesach Paltu, until he doesn't leave this entrance of his palace to go to the funeral. If Yehuda or Yehuda says, Him wrote Salat, says, Achamita Yotze, if he wants to, he can. She came at Sina B'David. From B'David Melech, she Yotze Achamita Shal Avner. Who was Avner? Shaul Melech, when he died, really, he was supposed to take over as David Melech, but there's someone named Ish-Boshes who took over, and Shaul Melech, and David Melech as well. Now, there was a general of Shaul's name was Avner. Avner switched sides. He first was with Ish-Boshes, then he switched over to David HaMelech. When David HaMelech's general is by the name of Yoav, he heard about this. He killed Avner. David HaMelech was really bothered by this, and he went to the funeral. So we find that David HaMelech went after the mita of Avner. Shenemar v'HaMelech David holech acher amita. Amru lo, Chama said back to him, that's not a raya, Behuda, because lo yadav el lefayis is Avner. The reason why he did that is to give pious, is to appease the nation, so people shouldn't think that he's the one who had him killed. Therefore, he went to the funeral, and he followed after the funeral, but not because of the fact that this should be learned, that a person should do, that a king should do such a thing. Says the Gemara. Now, okay, Sheh Mavrin Oso, when they go and they feed him the meal that he has, you know, when the king, given the meal, when the mourner, the first meal that he has to be fed, Kol Am Esuban Al Aretz, Dargush, everyone would go sit on the ground, and he would sit on the Dargush. So I think we're going to explain what that means. Tana Rabbanan, Malkum Shogun, Nosham Lesses, Achamita, Mita Yosis. And a place where it's a minute for the women to go after the Mita, they go. Lefne Mita Yosis, then we go in front of the Mita, they go in front of the Mita. Rehudo Amarita says the Olam, Nosham Lefne Mita Yosis. Really, women should always go in front of the Mita. No matter what the Mingra is, she came with Sina Bedavit, she has Achamita Shal Avner, because David Melech went after the Mita of Avner. She never have a Melech Tavit, only Achare Mita went after the Mita. Now, what's this whole discussion in the first place? The whole discussion about whether or not this is a tsanua thing to go and to do, to be have these women that are in the front. Now Tosa says Nashim Latzis Lufne Amita Dekirin Deshas Tzarhu since the Shas of Tzar Lekalamecha Shleiruhuri. We're not worried about here Huri. Vishalmi Pligi Ika Lamanda Amr Lufne Amita. Some say before the Mita. Why the Fisha Garu Misa Leolam? Because it's women who did brought death into the world with Chava. Veis the Nagul Achamita. They go afterwards. So Nashim Lufne Amita Lufisha Ginai Lebnei Sisol. She's talking about Nashim. People should be looking at them. In any event, Abuda says women go in Nashim in front of the Mita because we find with David HaMelech what happened over there. Says the Gemara, not a Raya, Amru Lo, they said to him, Lohia, Davar El Lefayis is Am. Really, we could say, what was your whole reason to say there was a woman going in the front because David went in the back and you wouldn't find the David HaMelech, who's the king, would be mingling with the women over there. However, no, really, it's not a Raya because Lohia, Davar El Lefayis is Am, and his Pais, and therefore there were the Mefuyas, right? There were appease, Jaya David Yosef ben Anashim, Nechazel ben Anashim. He went from the men, he went to the women to make them feel good also. Yosef ben Anashim, Nechazel ben Anashim. Shenemar v'yedu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael, ki lo hisa me'amelech ha'am esav. Everyone understood that it didn't come from David HaMelech for him, for Avner, to be killed. But you don't have a raya again, Yehuda, on either of these things, that the king goes out, and that if he goes, that he goes, that the women go in the front, and that the women go in the front over there, or not, because we don't have a... because it could be that it was even in the back, and David was going amongst them as well to appease them. Darish Rava, Maidich Sev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Vayavo, and Shmuel, Vayavo Kolam, Lahavro, says David, what do you mean? It says that all the nation came to feed David, the Sudas Havra, Ksiv Lahachros, Ukrinan Lahavros. It's written Lahachros means to cut, and really Lahavros, which means to feed. But Chil Lahachros, really, originally they came, they wanted to cut him down because he killed David Amel, because he killed Avner. Lubasov, Lahavros, but then they decided they were going to feed him because they realized it wasn't because of him. Asha Siyadu Abirur. Shlomei's David Neragavner. It wasn't from David Melech that he was killed. Amar Vidomarav, what was the reason why Avner was punished that he got killed? Because he should have protested to Shaul when Shaul wanted to kill the Kohanim of Nov, but he didn't go out in protest. Rashi says by Rigas Nov Ir Kohanim. David Melech was running away from Shaul and he came through Nov where the Kohanim were, where he was given food and a weapon because of punishment that they acted against the king. Shaul Melech had them all of them killed. Yitzhak Amar, Micha v'lonan. Avner did protest, but he wasn't listened to. Ushtayim, Mikra'e Chadarshu, and both of them, they actually learned now from the same pasuk. Vayikonin HaMelech al Avner, Vayomer HaKamos Novel Yomus Avner. Yodech Alo Asuros, Raglech Alo Lin Chushtayim Ugashu. And David HaMelech, he was vayikonein, as in Russian, you know, of lamenting over Avner, saying, should Avner have died like he was a worthless person? Your hands were not tied and your feet were not in chains. Now, man da amar lo micha, according to one who says that he wasn't moche, hachikam, as we mean to say, your hands weren't tied and your feet weren't in chains, meaning Shaul looked at you as a very chashav person. My tamar lo machitza, why is it that you didn't protest against him? Kin pol lifnei b'nei avlan afalta. Because of the fact you didn't do that, you fall like a man falls in front of the wicked. Amad amar micha v'lo nan, one says, no, he was moche, but he wasn't answered, ismahoye misama. I was asking, he's like in a state of wonder, in a state of shock, like Tamiya. He's saying, a kamos novel yamos, should Avner died like he was worthless? That means your hands were not chains. You didn't act like a person who was very low. And Rashi says, are you low? You're like an arrogant person. But rather you and you are mocha. Michti, machuye, machisa. Let's see, you actually protested. My timer, kin pol lefnei b'nei avla faltas. What's pshati? You fell between, you know, before the wicked. What would that happen? L'mad amr micha, according to one who said he was mocha, my timer yanish. Then why was he punished? Amr av nachmer yitzhak, sheshia malchus beis David, shtei shanam mechsa. He was killed because he delayed the reign of David by 2.5 years. That is, said Rashi, when Shaul Melech ended up dying, what happened? Sheshia malchus beis David, shehemid is ish boshes lamelech. V'loam lichu adner, hayam amlichin is David. If they hadn't mamlichin, they would have mamlich David. Umish malch ish boshes ad yom shamalach David, a koyisol, hayishtei shanam mechsa. Shtei shanam le ish boshes v'chetzi shanam bin misasol malchus beis David. Then he died, and it was 3 or 6 months till he was the king. When Shaul died, where is the place? When Shaul Melech died, David Melech was in Chevron, and it says Bechevron Melech Sheva Shanim Sheish Chadashim Tzimein Chameish Shanim Shabein Misa Shaul Lamalchus Ish Boshes Tatanya B'Seid Olam V'Emer Shaul Melech David Al V'Gomer Nimtzis Malchus Yisrael B'Teila Chameish Shanim Alam Chameish Shanim Hayu Below Melech Nishtayu Shtei Shanim Umechsa Malchus Ish Boshes Lamalchus B'Seid David. It's 2.5 years that was delayed because of him. That's why he's punished. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah Ukishem Avin Oso, when they go ahead and when they give him the mourner's meal, he sits on a dargesh. My dargesh. What is a dargesh? I'm a ula arsa de daga. Well, we know it's an arsa de daga. Oh, this is good. We've done this before. Mori katan, maybe in the darim. Yeah, and mori katan. It is a arsa de daga. It's a bed of good luck. Says Rashi, no, you know, you lie mita v'shulchem ebayis. V'lo mishtam shin behen klal. They put a bed in a table in the house that they never used at all. Ela lamazel abayis munachas mishum nichosh. It says for mazel. God the mazel v'doma God gedi v'snoklo. So that is what it's for. Amalei rabbanon le'ula mi'ikar mididara idan lo esvine. Is there such a thing that until now, before the king was mourning, he didn't sit on it v'hashta, but now suddenly when he's in a mourning state v'hashta mosvine le'i, now he goes and he sits on it. Rashi says, "On him, lo shana yoshavosa, lo yoshavosa mita shari munachasi lenoya bias." It's there for the beauty of the house. And now he's going to go. He's going to sit on it. This kind of doesn't make so much sense. Rashi says, "Rashi the avalu binil osri Allah mehecha tepugal." And where do you get that from? Maskevla Rava. Rava comes and asks a kasha. On that kasha, my kosha, what's your problem? Dilma midi dehavi achila shtia. Maybe this is something like eating and drinking. Until now, before he was mourning, we didn't feed him from our food and give him the drink from ours. Now we go and we do that. And by eating and drinking in an unusual way, also with the sitting is unusual. We're not asking questions, this is it. A mourner is not chayev to turn over the dargish, but he stands it straight up on his end. We know that he has to turn all the beds in his house upside down. But a dargish is not turned upside down. It's stood on its end. If you suck at that, then if you want to say that the dargish is his bed of good luck, why does he have to flip it over? When he flips over his bed when he's a mourner, not only his bed, he has to flip over all the beds that are found in his house. According to Ulu, it says that it's a bed of luck, that she should flip it over like every other bed. He says, come on, my kasha, what are you asking? Dilma, mita dehava, mita miucheres lekelim. Maybe a dagish is the bed of good luck but it doesn't have to be flipped over because it's like a bed that's used to hold kelim, which don't have to be flipped over. The Ketani, because according to the Braisa, it might be Cheres HaKelim, if this bed is set aside specifically to hold kelim utensils, in a chposo, the chposo, then you don't have to go and flip it over. So we see this bed is not used for sleeping, it doesn't get flipped over. So even if you want to say it's a bed, it's not used like that, so it doesn't get flipped. Eli Kasha, Kasha, if you want to ask a question, then this is the question you should be asking over here. I'm assuming I'm Leal Omer, Dagish Matir Karvitim, who know from Eilof, that the din is by a Dagish, the more it unties the bindings, and it falls by itself, right? They had this type of material that was tied with loops around the frame, and the loops are untied, so this sheet of material like falls to the floor. Visa kedat chayes the gada. If you think that this is a bed of luck, of good luck, then karvitin mi islay. Does a bed of good luck have bindings that can be untied? It's made like a regular bed. It doesn't have these type of bindings over here. It says Rashi, halo kishar mita sosin asam mita, right? And therefore, it doesn't fit. So therefore, it can't be what the dagish is. Elik Yasser Rav and Amar, when he confronts all he said, Amar Li Ahumi Abanon Verav Techlifa Shmei, Tavashrich Bashukat de Gildai, there was this rabbi by the name of Techlifa, who came to the leather maker's market. And he told me what it is, it, Amar Li, my Dagash, he said to him, what's a Dagash? Asked the Tzala, it's a bed of leather, bed of leather cot. The way we just explained it now, Rashi explains that it's used for sleeping on, but it's made in an unusual way, not like the normal bed. And then if we don't have to flip it over because it's going to get ruined because the top of it's leather and then it would touch the ground, it would get ruined over here. It didn't have that the frame came and rise higher. So therefore, since it can't be flipped, the Tanakama Shem Gulel Machlokas, Tanakama says, stand it up on its end. Shem Gulel says, untie the leather sheet, let it fall to the ground. Amar of Yirmiya, Amar Abiyon, Chanan. Dargash, beep, turn the page. Chafam Beis, Serugo Mitocho. The way that it's weaved goes through it. The letters attached to the frame by loops that are through the sides of the bed. Mita Seruga Me'al Gaba, but in a bed, its weaving is above it, right? It's made of ropes that are wrapped around the sideboards of the frame. Me'seve, as opposed to going through it, attached to the frame, through the sideboards. It's weaving. The other one is that the ropes are wrapped around the sideboards of the frame. Mesave cleats. Maybe some mekabel tuma. When is a cleats? Mekabel tuma. A piece of, you know, something that's wood, able to susceptible to tuma. Hamita varisa misha yishufim ba'oda dag. The bed and a crib. Once you rub them with fish skin, that's how they used to finish it off. She says that misha. Pishpeim or a dag can hachlik arukos liyah fosam to smooth it out to make it look beautiful. Vimita masareges mel gaba. And if it's a bed is woven with ropes that go above the frame, then lamali shifas or a dag. Why have to smooth it out? It's covered with rope, and therefore it doesn't make a difference what it looks like. So if we knocked out Rabbi Yirmiya, so we come and now explain. What's the difference in the dargish and a bed? It's alahava metocho. Both of them, the dargish and a bed, has ropes that go through the frame, don't go around it, like we said. So what's the difference? Mita oliva poke bibizione. In the bed, the ropes are thread in and out of the slits on the sideboards. Dargisha oliva poke bibixa. Dargish, the ropes are threaded in and out of loops that are attached to the actual sideboard. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yoshua ben Levi, Alacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Alacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What was that discussion? We said the Tanakama said that a person has to stand it out, the dagish on its end, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, you untie the bindings. Alacha is okay, you untie it. Amar of Yaakov Barami, Mita Shenaklitea Yotzin Zokrin Vidayo. If you have a type of bed whose vertical poles are popping out from the bed itself, means attached to the actual bed, since you're attached to the frame, it's impossible to turn the bed over. So what do? Just stand it up on its end, and that is good enough. Says Rashi, Zogfa al mishaser, or al mayergloser, mayergloser lamayla b'dayo, right? Just on its head or on its feet, and then you are good to go. Zok the next heilige heilige Mishnah umotzi la milchemes erchus al pi beizin shel shivim echad. We're continuing with the Melech over here. He can take his army to milchemes erchus,
with the permission of the basin of 71.
Ooh, Ploritz, Lassos, Geder, Lassos, Loderech, Vein, Memache, Biyado. You can go and you can break through someone's field, through someone's fences of others. And, you know, to Rashi says, Ploritz, Gedor, Sacherim, Lassos, Loderech, Lassadeu, Lekarmo. Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shior, the path of the king has no limits. He can widen as much as he needs. There's no Allah. We saw this back in Bava Basra. V'chol Am Bozazin V'Nostin Lo. And during war, all people, they whatever they get, they put the spoils in front of him. V'hunatu Chelik Barosh, and he gets the original, the whatever he wants. That's just Chelik HaYafa Bar Rishon V'Nota Mechsa. He gets the best half of the spoils of war. It says the Gemara, Tanina Chadazim. Now we already learned this one time. In other words, this law of the Mishnah that started off by saying, "Motzi l'melchama reshus al pi beis and shishamecha." We saw that in Daf Beis. Ein motzi in l'melchama reshus ella. I'm sorry, l'melchama reshus. Motzi l'melchama reshus. That ein motzi l'melchama reshus ella al pi beis and shel shivim ve'echad. And for the Gemara, I did the Tana call me the Melech. Tana nami motzi l'melchama reshus. Once we're dealing with all the inyanim of the Melech, therefore we actually threw this one in as well, even though in the Chenami we didn't need it because we had said it on Daf Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol Amar Beparshas Melech. Everything that was brought down in the part of the king, Rashi says, B'sefer Shmuel, B'nechem, Rosechem, Yikach, V'kios, and all the different things that come up within that area, Melech Mutterbo. The Melech is Mutter, is permitted to do. Rav Amar, Rav says, that Lo Nimra Parshazu, Ella La'ayim Aleihem. That this Parsha was only said, the king is not allowed to do any of these type of powers because this portion was said only to put the fear of the king onto people. This is Rashi, the Shmuel, that Rav Amar, Lo Nemer Parsha, the Shmuel, Ella L'ayim Aleim, like to threaten them, Shatei Emas Malachim Aleim, should have the fear of the Melech upon them. Aval Eino Mutter Las, it's not really Mutter to go and to do it. Shenemer Som Tosama Alecha Melech, as it says, you should put a king upon you, Shatei Emasa. You should have the fear of the king upon you. This action is machlokes tanaim. Yossi Omer, kol Omer parshas Melech, anything brought down parshas Melech, Melech mutter, but it's mutter for him to do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo nemer parshas ela kedei la'ayim aleihem. No, machlokes Yossi says you can do. Rabbi Yehuda says not. Shenemer, the only thing is to bring the fear of the king and the people. Shenemer, somtos Melech Melech. Shtei maso Melech, you should have the fear upon you. Mechina ya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and similarly Rabbi Yehuda would say that the one who said that you shall place Rabbi Yehuda would say Gimel mitzvos asav Yisrael b'kinisas on the aris. There are three mitzvos that remember. Yehuda's one who says that it's not really mutter to do whatever he wants. So let him approach to do ella kedei la'ayim. Right. So now he says that Gimel mitzvos asav Yisrael b'kinisas on the aris. Three things they were commanded to do when they came into the land of Israel. Only once they come into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Lahamid Lam Melech, they have to appoint a king, Lahazar Shalom Malik, to go and to destroy and cut off a Malik, Vilivnos Lam Base Habachira, and to build the Base Hamikdash. Rabbi Narayomer, Lo Nemer Parshazu, Ella Keneged Tar Masan. This pasuk where it says that you shall put a king, Alecha Melech, this old pasuk is said, Ella Keneged Tarumasan, only response to the nations, the people that were complaining that they wanted to go and to do what everyone else was doing. Says Rashi, the Sum Tosham Alecha Melech, Mishum Mitzvah, Ella Keneged Tarumasan, Shegolu Lefanam, Shasidim Lesraim Alkach. They're going to complain about this. Velomer, Vahainu Gama Nachnu Kechol Goyim. We want to be like the monster. Shenamar ve'amarta asima sidim atem lo rekein. Right, so he's arguing with Yehuda's statement, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to give a king. Right? And he says that those psukim only are
showing what Hashem knows, because he knew Bnei Yisrael is going to complain about the fact that they don't have a king like all the nations. So therefore, he gave them a permission, but not a command, to go ahead and to make a king. Shenemer v'amarta asima alai melech. Tanya, we learned today, Braisa. Okay, the Mesos HaShas switches, get rid of Tanya. It says, Rabbi Yelezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yelezer Omer, Zekanim Shabador Kahogan Shalu, the Zekanim of the Shmuel's Dar, they requested properly when they asked us, you know, that they should have a king, Shenemar, Tanolanu Melech L'Shavtenu, because this gives us a king in order to judge us. Like, it made sense, right? They wanted a king to judge them and punish the people that are doing wrong things in their midst. Aval Ami Aritzim Kilkalu, but the Amaratzim that were there, they ruined this request. Shenemar, V'ayinu gam anachnu k'chol agoyim v'shfatanu malkeinu v'yotzei lofeinu. We should be like all the nations, and the king will judge us and go out before us and fight for us. And so they were doing it for the wrong reasons, to go out to fight to war or something like that, but not in order to do it for the, you know, make sure they're staying on track spiritually. Therefore, it wasn't as proper. So they actually, the greats of the generation did the right thing, but the Not the Maratzim. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa of Yossi Omer, Shalosh Mitzvos and Sav Yisrael, B'Kinisos on the Arts. There were three mitzvos that were given when they came into the land. Lahamid Lamelech, to put a king. Lahachir Zaro Shalomelech, and destroy the Zer of Amalek. But live with them, base of Bechir, and to make sure they build the base of Migdash. I don't know which one of these three are done first. Kishu Omer, but when it says afterwards with Amalek, it says Kiyad al Kiska Milchama Lashem Amalek, because Hashem has sworn by his throne that God will have the war with Amalek, Midor Dor Heavy Omer. So therefore I would say that since the Pasuk mentions Hashem's throne, which represents the Melech, and only then with Amalek, Lahamid Lam Melechila, they should put a Melech first. Vein kisei el melech, and when it says the lashon of kisei, it's referencing to melech. Shenemar vayeshiv Shlomo al kisei Hashem lemelech, and he sat on the kisei Hashem as a melech. Therefore, we find that lashon means melech. Okay, what about number two, number three? V'dayin in Yodei, I'm living on Salam Beis Abachir Tchila, should you build a Beis Amigdash first, or lach v'zera shal melech, the first knockoff the zera of Amalek. Obviously, first we do, like we said, the Melech, what comes next? Kishu Omer, but then when the Pasuk says, V'hiniach lachem mikol oyveichem v'gomer, v'haya amakom ashivchar Hashem, and when he gives you a break from all of your enemies, and it will come to pass that the place which Hashem, which Hashem shall choose, Hevi Omer, so now we clearly understand that what are we talking about over here? Since the Pasuk first mentions getting rid of the enemies, including Amalek, and only then the building of Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's Lahachris Zara Shalomelech Tchila. First one is to get rid of the Zara of Amalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's king, get rid of Amalek, build the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein b'David u'omer v'yihi, it also says by David HaMelech, that v'yiki yashav HaMelech David b'beiso v'Hashem ha'iniach lo misaviv, and it came that when David, the king, dwelt in his house, and Hashem gave him a break from his enemies around him, but Uchsiv Vyomer Amelech al Nasan Anavi Ray Na and Och Yoshiv Besarazim. And then it says that Nasan Anavi says, see, I dwell in a house of cedar. That first we have the Beis HaMikdash, but it's showing that what? Build the Beis HaMikdash is done after getting rid of Amalek. First get rid of Amalek and then build Beis HaMikdash. Amar Reish Lakish. Bitchila Malach Shlomo al Yonim. Originally, Shlomo Melech, he ruled over the upper beings as well, not only the lower ones, even the upper ones. Says Rashi, Kodem Shenasa Shlomo Nashim Nachrios, Malach Af al Yonim. Before he married non-Jewish women, he ruled over even the upper worlds. Shenemar Vayeshiv Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. And Shlomo sat on the Kisei Hashem. Ulebesof Malach al Tachtonim. Eventually, he ruled over just the Tachtonim. The lower realm, the lower world. Shenemar ki hu rode bechol ever anar mitifsach van Azza. He had dominion over all the region of this side of the river from Tifsach until even to Azza.
Ravu Shmuel, we have a machlokus about how we understand this. Chana mer tifsach besofa olam va'aza besofa olam, that each one was an opposite ends of the world. V'chana mer tifsach va'aza ba'de adadi hovi yasi, they were sitting right next to each other. U'kashim shal malacha tifsach va'aza, just like you ruled over these, kach malacha kol olam kulo, so to ruled over the entire world. We see this also in Pesachas Megillah, mehodu v'yad kush, and we understand that. Ashes v'hoch kamer kra, ki hu rode b'chol av ever enar, ki mitifsach va'aza, just like you ruled over these things. Now, Basoflo Melech Al Yisrael, and eventually ruled only over the Jewish people. Shenemer Ani Kohela Sayisi Melech Al Yisrael. Basoflo Melech Al Yerushalayim, and then eventually ruled only over Yerushalayim. Shenemer the pasuk says, "Divrei Kohela Ben David Melech Yerushalayim." Lord of Kohela, son of David, the king of Yerushalayim. Basoflo Melech Al Mitaso, eventually ruled only over his own bed. Shenemer Hine Mitaso Shel Shlomo. Behold, the bed that is to Shlomo. And then Ubisof Lomach al Makal, he only ruled over his Maklo, his staff, his stick. Shanema Zahya Chelki Mikola Mali. This is my reward for all my endeavors. Rav Shmuel, Machlokas Rav Shmuel, what does it mean? This Chadomer Maklo, his staff, Chadomer Gundo. In other words, says it means his Gundo means his clothing. Or his Taliso, his talis. Hadar or Lohadar? Did Shlomo go to ruling over everything or not? Did he eventually go back to ruling? Rav Shmuel, Chadomer Hadar, one says, hey, he went over to ruling or whatever his original rulings were. Chadomer Lohadar, he didn't go back. Mandomer Lohadar, Melech Vehedyot, that Shlomo was a king and after he became a regular person, he never got back to what he was. Rashi says, Veshuv lo chazar l'machuso, he never went back to his original malchus, right? And we saw this in Gittin and in the Megillah. Umad Amar Hadar, one says that he did go back to his original status. Melech v'hedyot, it says that he's a melech, a hedyot, and then melech, and then he went back to being a king again. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, paritz lasas lo derech, the king can go and knock down everything in order to go to make himself, he can knock down fences of other people to make a path for himself or, you know, to his own fields. And when they win the battles, you go and you split up, the king gets the first half, he gets half, and he gets the better half of it. So now, says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Otsus Malach Melech, the royal treasures that's taken from the other king that they overcome, that belongs entirely to the king, that the conquering king. Ushar Bizi Zabozah Mechsel Lamelech Mechselam, and then the rest of it, you know, it's 50-50 with him getting majority of it, getting the better part. Amalei by the Rav Dimi, Varmele Rav Acha, Bishlam Otsus Malach Melech, we understand the fact that the Otsus of the king goes to him, Orcha Demelsa, because that makes sense that the royal treasures goes to the royalty, goes to the king. Allah, Shar Bizi Zabozah Mechsel Lamelech Mechselam, you know, where do we learn that from? Why would it be that half of it goes to the king? Because the pasuk says, "By Shlomo Melech, when he was becoming the king, peep turn the page, Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph, that v'yimshichu l'Hashem l'nagid u'lit sadok." She says, "B'Shlomo Ksev," and that is, and they anointed him as the prince to Hashem and at sadok as the coin. When he became the coin god, Makish Nugid Le Tzadok. We compare the prince, meaning the king over here, to Tzadok as the coin god. Ma Tzadok Mechsalo Mechsalachav. We learn that just like Tzadok, the coin god, half of the food goes to him and the other half goes to the other Kohanim. Then that is the, what are we talking about over here? The half the food you go to the Kohanim, half dogged, so to the king, the prince, the king, mechselo, mechselachav, half goes to him and half goes to the brothers. It's not a goofy man, I don't know that he gets Kohen Gadol, gets half of the food of Kachem. The time of the Tanabai, say, Rabbi Yomer, v'ayisela Aaron, l'banov, the pasuk says, when you're splitting up the lechem upon him, she says, b'lechem upon him, siv, that what happens, and it should be to Aaron and his sons, mechsel Aaron, mechsel l'banov, half to Aaron, the other half to his sons, and therefore, we learn that the Kohen Gadol gets half, and the rest get split up amongst everyone else, and that here also that the king, he gets half of the risk, gets split up amongst everyone else. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.